We're going to continue with laws of Shabbos. We had discussed the prohibition of dash, threshing, and mefarek, taking something apart. We discussed the idea of squeezing a food and squeezing the juice out of it. And we discussed that there can be instances that's biblically prohibited, instances that's rabbinically prohibited. And we had said that one may squeeze out a food, squeeze the juice out of a food onto a solid food where the liquid was originally in solid form inside the fruit, and a split second after you squeeze it out, it lands on a solid food, and then it's considered as though that's it went from being a solid to being a solid, so that's okay. Now we come to the question of ma nikra ochel, what's called a solid food. Ledin ze she'omrim she'mutar yischot lav pri, with regards to this halacha that you could squeeze out a fruit onto the food, u'ma nechnas l'suk shel mashkim, and what's considered liquid. Im yecholim la'arot bekal kmo mashkim, haynu she'ra'ui l'shtiya, az danim bo k'mashke. So we're going to have a question, what about tchina, what about hummus, what about yogurt? These are things that are in between being solid and liquid. They're like thick. So he says like this, if you can pour it easily like a liquid, now you could drink it, so then that would be called a liquid. So our tchina can be poured. Our hummus ordinarily cannot. If you can't pour it, that would be called a solid. Tuna fish is solid. Let's see, what else? Mayonnaise. According to his definition, that would end up being a solid. What happens if you have a mixture? You're eating salad and you mixed it with tchina. So then he says, if the majority is solid food, even though there's tchina mixed in, you're eating a falafel. You want to squeeze out lemon into your falafel. So a normal falafel stands give you more falafel balls and salad than they do tchina. So then we say you're squeezing it into a solid. But what happens if what you're eating is, they make jello soup sometimes. Or let's say you're eating soup. You're eating some kind of soup, some kind of broth, which has solid vegetables inside. So then the prime ingredient here is liquid. The fact that you're going to put in knedlach, you're going to put in the soup croutons, you're still dealing with a solid, in most cases. I understand there will be children who will put in more soup croutons than soup, and then you have a good question. But generally, that's a liquid that has some solid mixed inside. So then what you also have to be careful, we discussed this, is if you have a spoonful of sugar, and by you pouring the lemon juice onto the sugar, it's going to be more liquid than solid. Let's say you put sugar in a cup. You're going to squeeze a whole lemon into the sugar. Under normal circumstances, you're going to end up with more liquid than solid. So then you can't say, I poured out the liquid onto a solid. You end up with a liquid. Yes?
If you put it onto something solid, then put the solid into a liquid. So you squeeze it out into a piece
that's
of meat,
okay.
And meat into the soup.
That's fine, yeah. We said that that's what they used to do, squeeze out their lemons onto sugar cubes and then put the sugar cubes into a tea. Right? וזה יבואר מה שאנו מתירים לעשות בשבת אותו עירוב של חתיכת פירות ואף שבשעת חתיכת הפירות מחה נמנע מן הנמנע שלא יסחט גם מעט ממי הפירות והולכים יחד להכרה עם חתיכות הפירות. When we make a fruit salad. So how do we make a fruit salad? What do? You take the cutting board, you slice your fruit, and then you put it all into the salad bowl. Now you're going to end up with the fruit and the liquid. Being that on the cutting board and then into the bowl, you end up with a majority of fruit and only a little bit of juice from the fruit. So then we view it as a liquid that came onto a solid. So let's say you're cutting a salad. So very often you get juice in the salad, right? You cut fruit or vegetables into a bowl, you're going to end up with juice. Now, he says the proper thing is to first cut the fruits, which won't produce a liquid. Slicing the apples first, then slicing the other fruit so that it ends up landing on a solid. Now, why are you allowed to sprinkle sugar on fruits? You make a fruit soup, even if you make a carrot soup, carrot salad. If you pour sugar on it, what happens is the sugar draws out the water, the liquid from the fruit, just like sugar draws out liquid, so too, just like salt draws out liquid, so too sugar does. Mikol makom, kvan shembeim netoch ochlim, being that basically what you're doing is you're drawing out the juice onto solids. Lo nechshav kemashkei lakeochlim, so then even the juice that comes out is considered like it's become a part of the food. It's become a part of the solid food. So that's okay. What we'll discuss next class is sucking fruits, where you're sucking out the juice. That's Mizrachim next time.